This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. No, you can't shut the radios off. You're like, oh, man, I was supposed to turn the radio off before she went on. Nope, sorry. Don't worry, guys, I'm going to be off the next couple days. So you'll be able to, listen to some non-stimulating radio. My radio is very, very stimulating. Let's ask the radio right now. Radio, am I stimulating? No. Now, this is where I'm going. I'm going to New York. I'm really excited about that. I'm just not excited about flying. I don't know why I can't figure out another way to get to New York other than flying. Apparently, I just saw on the news that a United Airlines plane was, quote, not in airworthy condition for 23 flights. Now, I fly with United a lot. I fly with JetBlue. I fly with American. I fly with Southwest. I fly a lot. Every month I'm going somewhere for work. And I that would really, really tick me off if I had been on the plane. I think it would tick anybody off if it was not airworthy. Apparently, the carrier repaired a fuel pump pressure switch on a Boeing 787 back in 2014. But they were supposed to inspect the repaired switch before flying the plane again. This United plane flew on domestic and international routes before inspection. Now United Airlines, who's been dealing with a whole bunch of issues, maybe they've been dealing with issues for years, it's just now the media is covering it all, they're going to be fined $435,000. I would say refund all of our money. That would be nice. I mean, who are they paying the fine to? Pay us. You ever wonder where all this fine money goes to? Yeah, well, this company had to pay a $1 million fine. To whom? To whom? Who got the fine money? Okay, if I'm the one on the flipping plane, I gotta tell you, I've been on planes where the TV doesn't work. Okay, I like JetBlue a lot because there's a TV and you get to watch the TV. But sometimes the TV doesn't work. So I'm the only idiot sitting on the whole entire plane looking at a blank screen. So then I start to look at my kids' screens. And my kids, like, don't look at my screen. Like, I can look at your screen, I'm your mama. Like, don't look at my screen. I don't want you to see what I'm seeing. I go, it's nothing dirty. I mean, it's not like it's a rated R movie. I mean, they're all kind of, cleaned up a bit. But no, so my kids don't want me to share. I just don't like flying at all. You know, I kind of have a confession to make. I wear socks with holes. I don't know why I do that. I think it's because I just don't want to throw stuff away. And so I, my socks have holes in them. And so I forget that I'm wearing, my cheap sock. I just don't like to throw things away. I just think it's a waste. So unfortunately I forget. And so what ends up happening is when we go to security, they're like, all right, take off your shoes. And you take off my shoes. And there you see my big toe. And you see my little pinky toe stick out. And then on the other foot, you see my middle toe. He's like, are you flipping me off? I'm like, no, I'm not. It's just I got holes in my... And here's the thing. People know who I am, where I live. And it's not that I'm a celebrity. It's just I'm always at the airport. And so, they're like, Dahlia, really, you can't afford a new pair of socks? Well, no, because it's much more comfortable to wear it this way. I could do the flip-flop thing. Trust me, I was thinking about doing the flip-flop thing. The problem with the flip-flop thing is now you're walking barefooted on dirt. You really want to wear some sort of socks. But I guess I'm not really providing the proper protection if the socks have holes in it. Okay, and then they ask you to go through the, now they have this scanner thing that they use all the time. They used to just use the metal detector. Then they have this one x-ray machine that freaked everybody out because of radiation. So now they have that one machine that's a scanner where you stand there, you put your arms up, you spread your legs, and you, which is easy for me. And then it goes around you. And it always picks something up on me. And what it's picking up, and this is really embarrassing to admit, it's some fat globule. So they go, ma'am, there's something near your left glute. It's fat. I mean, you can check it out. It's fat. Ma'am, your stomach area, I need to pat that down. I go ahead. It's just fat. They go, ma'am, there could be something in your chest area. I go, they're boobs, okay? They're just bigger than the average person. I'm sorry. And so it's very, very frustrating to me. I don't like it. You know, then you say you take a tram, okay? I live in Las Vegas, so we go through McCarran Airport. So McCarran Airport, they now have this tram. You know, we want to try to look like New York, you know, so we got this little tram thing, but it's clean. You know, it's like really, really, you know, nice looking, okay, kind of spotless. And so you sit there, and then it's so funny because some people like to pretend they're in New York trying to hold on, like, to the subway. You know how you get to hold on to those little handle things? So you have some people trying to, you know, stand and do that kind of thing, and I'm like, please, this isn't New York, this is Vegas. You sit in front of a slot machine, so you sit your butt down on these trams. Like, you don't sit on a train. I go, yeah, because if you stand, and when it slows down, you're going to fall on me. So sit your butt down. Meanwhile, my kids are the biggest pain in the day. I mean, they are such a pain. You know, oh, mom, now I'm hungry. Okay, the last thing I want to do is buy lunch at the airport. Have you guys ever gone to a Burger King at the airport? Okay, you could get like a 99-cent Whopper Jr. anywhere in Las Vegas. But you go into an airport, and all of a sudden your hamburger is $7.99. I mean, it's like, are you kidding me? $7.99? I could have spent 99 cents 5 miles away from here. This is bull crap. And the kids are like, but I'm hungry. And flying to New York is a 4 or 5 hour flight. I'm like, they give you chips. They give you these blue color jet blue chips. So it stinks because I'm telling my kids to like eat now. I'm texting them saying eat because I'm not going to buy food at the airport. And lo and behold, we're going to sit there and wait for the plane. And they're like, I'm hungry. And I need French fries. French fries are another $5.99. So I end up spending $80 in lunch for flipping Burger King. Are you kidding me? So I don't like flying at all. I love New York. Can't wait. I'm going to be speaking to talkers, and I'm actually getting a Humanitarian of the Year award. I'm so excited. So I'll tell you guys about that. But I better try to put my humanitarian hat on because going through the airport and sitting next to other people on a plane and dealing with the, you know, very small bathroom, which is not very easy to navigate in when you got to take a poop, is no fun. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll break back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Around here. I brought my laptop into the studio and there's like no outlet. Hold on a second. Let me reach. Hold on. I need to reach. I got it. Whew, man. There's like no outlets anymore. I don't get it. Now I'm all tangled up. This is ridiculous. Alright. Here we go. We're back. 1-877-DOCBELLY. I need to charge up my laptop because I'm going to... Oh, actually, you know what? Maybe I don't take my laptop on the plane. Apparently, did you guys hear about this? A flight was diverted when a laptop's lithium battery caught fire. This was on a JetBlue flight yesterday. The plane had to divert to Grand Rapids, Michigan. I believe it was on its way to L.A. or San Francisco. The fire was caused by a lithium battery in a laptop. No one was injured on the flight, which was traveling from JFK to San Francisco. There we go. The plane was carrying 158 people and 37,300 pounds of fuel when it landed. The plane was not damaged. Did you guys know how much, did you know there was that much fuel in the plane? 37,300 pounds. And get this, That's when it landed. So it had to divert to Grand. It had to divert to Grand Rapids, Michigan. That means it had to have had almost over 40,000 pounds of fuel when it first started. So I don't know. Some schmo had his carry-on laptop, and it started to catch on fire. And they got it cooled down. I don't know how you cool down a laptop mid-flight. No, you can't stick it down the toilet because, remember, the toilets are small. And there's not a lot of fluid in the toilets. You guys see what the toilets are like. Now, last year, Samsung's Galaxy Note 7 phones were banned from all flights. So this latest incident with this laptop may be the icing on the cake and the straw that broke the camel's back when it comes to them deciding to ban laptops. That's going to kind of stink because I use my laptop. I don't get internet, so I don't use my laptop to surf, but I use my laptop to charge my cell phone. See, because my laptop has power, so when I run out of, you know, cell phone, yeah, so that's a big problem. That's an issue. By the way, one last piece of news on airlines before we move on. JetBlue is going to test facial recognition for boarding. Next month, from flights from Boston to Aruba, they are going to have passengers step up to a camera. The kiosk will compare the facial scan to passport photos. Oh, I hate my passport photo. Oh, I look so bad. You know why? They wouldn't let me smile. Passport photos are the worst, and they wouldn't let me smile. I don't even look like me. It's so bad. Anyway, so they will compare the facial scan to passport photos in the U.S. Customs database to confirm the match. A screen above the camera will let passengers know when they're cleared to board. JetBlue has collaborated on the technology with CETA, a tech company that specializes in air travel, including products like robotic check-in kiosks that autonomously rove around airports, sensing where they are all needed. JetBlue says it will be the first airline to use facial recognition for boarding. Oh, man. Yeah, the problem is my hair is a different color every month, you know, because I dye my hair. I don't know if that's going to work at all for me. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Dog flu is in Florida. They say veterinarians have uncovered 7 cases of dog flu in Florida after the potentially fatal disease swept through about 10 states. We haven't talked about dog flu. The Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services said the cases of H3N2 canine influenza were found at the University of Florida, which listed another 6 pending cases. It's very highly contagious, and it infected about 1,000 dogs in Chicago in 2015, with positive diagnoses occurring in a number of other states. Officials said it's the first time the disease has been found in Florida. Now, luckily, the dogs are reported in stable condition. They say the University of Florida College... apologize, I'm having internet issues. The University of Florida College of Veterinary Medicine reported there is no evidence the disease can infect humans, but it can spread to cats. It exists in the animal's respiratory tract, causing coughing, sneezing, fever, and life-threatening pneumonia. Most dogs are treated at home, but sometimes you got to hospitalize the dog, and of course it could result in death. They say dog flu can spread by direct or indirect contact with humans or places already contaminated by the disease. This is according to USA Today. Dogs most at risk are those around other dogs at dog parks. Yeah, because they sniff each other's butt. I don't understand why. My cats do that too. They're really big on butt sniffing. I don't understand what intelligence they get from that, you know, covert operation. They say dogs most at risk are those around other dogs at doggy parks, grooming parlors, and veterinary clinics. Most dogs are not immune to the disease, but there is a doggy flu shot. They say the disease is so easily spreadable that University of Florida advises those who suspect their pet has a disease to not take their dog into a veterinary waiting room. Instead, bring the dog to their house. I'm joking. Sorry. Instead, the dog should enter through a separate entrance, and the entire area should be disinfected before another animal enters. That's some scary stuff. You know, we talk about, you know, infectious disease and epidemics and things running rampant among human populations. We forget that something really bad can happen to pets, and something like this could just spread like wildfire. The CDC states that the disease is an avian flu virus that adapted and spread to dogs. It was first detected in South Korea in 2007, and then it made its way to the U.S. by 2015. I don't know, some dog, I guess, got on a plane and then brought it here. So pretty scary stuff. I'm looking at a picture right now. Damn, this is so cute. They're the little Chinese pug. Do they still call them Chinese pugs or just pugs? We used to have pugs. We had tons, my grandmother had tons of pugs. So we had a little pug, and the pug is so cute. And you see the doctor trying to listen to the pug's heart. And the pug, animals love vets. I think vets spray themselves with like a super smell, super something. I think there's something to this, I tell you, because I'm watching this, and my animals are absolute jerks to me. Don't ask. And so I see them act up, yet all of a sudden the veterinarian comes in, puts the cold stethoscope on their chest, and they like it. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm trying to give you a suppository, and you don't even let me come near you, yet the pretty veterinarian lady comes over to you, and you're like, ah, it's ridiculous. It really is. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, Ebola. An Ebola vaccine has been approved. It's about time. And it has been approved for Congo amid that recent outbreak. I think we've had 4 deaths and 43 people infected right now. Officials in the Democratic Republic of the Congo has approved the use of an experimental Ebola vaccine. And it is called RVSVZEBOV. Yep. Remember, before a medication gets their pharmaceutically derived brand name, like Viagra or Z-Pak or whatever, they usually have a bunch of letters. So that shows that this medication is still I don't want to use the word approval, but pre-marketing, shall we say. So Democratic Republic of Congo officials approved the use of RVSVZEBOV. Congolese authorities and the World Health Organization are still deciding whether the small number of confirmed Ebola cases in the country warrants the time and logistical complexity of deploying the vaccine to the remote region of the country formerly called Zaire. Yeah, you guys, did you know that? We used Zaire. Remember the movie Outbreak in the late 80s, early 90s, right, with Dustin Hoffman? That was Zaire. That's where it first, showed up. And so, yeah, now they're called the Democratic Republic of Congo. Public health officials in the... That's okay, pretend like you knew. That's what I would do. Whenever there's a big geographical change that is not on the risk board that we used to play as kids, and all of a sudden there's like, these new countries, I always pretend like I knew that's what it was called the whole time. It works for me. Public health officials in the DRC have reported at least 43 cases of suspected Ebola and 4 deaths. Only 2 of the cases have positively confirmed in a laboratory to be Ebola. Now, as of a couple days ago, no new cases, knock on wood. The last confirmed case was reported May 11th. See, I don't know. Let me finish and I'll tell you what I think. Despite the slow spread of the virus, the teams are already in the isolated Bas-Uele province in an attempt to contain the outbreak. Officials have also spent the last 2 weeks preparing the vaccine for transport. The outbreak is more than 300 miles from the DRC capital of Kinshasa, and there are very few passable roads and bridges during this time of year. Helicopters are required to bring teams and equipment to this town of Lakati. The vaccine was developed during the last major outbreak of the Ebola virus, which began in 2014. A World Health Organization working group recommended the use of that in 2015 after a clinical trial in Guinea showed promising results. Currently, they have 300,000 doses of the vaccine available. I believe Merck has helped and International Vaccine Organization Gavi. So if the vaccine is deployed, staff from Doctors Without Borders will first vaccinate healthcare workers in the hot zone and then the initial group of people who had contact with those infected. So if you deploy this vaccine, it will cost over $14 million. Should they vaccinate now or not? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Now, remember when you said- said you were going to start paying more attention to your health, and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now, we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So on Facebook, one of our listeners who doesn't really want me to bring it up on air basically asked, why would we delay if we have a vaccine for Ebola? And so that's what we're just going to start getting into a little bit. And we do have a lot of other medical stories to cover. But this Ebola rears its ugly head every few years. And there's these little clusters of outbreaks. ever since it was discovered back in, what was it, 1970, trying to think back, was it 1976? Okay? Ever since 1976, there's been clusters of outbreaks. I think there were two outbreaks in that same year. I think maybe 218 and 230 people in roughly the same area, but two separate outbreaks of Ebola in 1976. And that's what later spurned the movie Outbreak. I believe it was in the early 90s, I think that movie was. Dustin Hoffman and Cuba Gooding Jr. and, yeah, Rene Russo. So, every few years this comes out, and it, I don't want to say it comes out, but the media gets notified that there's a cluster. And we are hoping that we are notified of every single cluster, okay? Unfortunately, back in 2014, then went into 2015, 2016, 11,000 people died, and thousands upon thousands of people were affected. So we needed an Ebola treatment, and we needed an Ebola vaccine yesterday. We actually probably needed it back in the 70s. The problem is it costs a lot of money. Okay, we talked about it. Not only do you have to research it, not only do you have to develop it, you have to test it, you have to get it approved, then you have to produce it, and you have to market it. So if anybody did, back in 1977, okay, you know, make any of these, you know, vaccines, et cetera, I don't know how much money they would have made. Right? And maybe the technology just wasn't there. So unfortunately, here we are years later and thousands of deaths later, and we're now contemplating you know, what to do with the Ebola vaccine. Now we finally have one. All right. International Vaccine Organization Gavi and Merck, the pharmaceutical company, manufactured RVSV-ZEBOV. And thank you guys for working on that. So they have 300,000 doses right now available. So they got to hit the healthcare workers, obviously, so that they could take care of people with Ebola. It doesn't make any sense. It sounds horrible to say that. You know, me, I never took the flu vaccine until after I knew I had plenty. But if I was in short supply, I would give it to my patients in need first. Not the smartest thing in healthcare, because if you're sick, you can't help others. But I figured I had to go and see another doctor. When it comes to Zaire or the Democratic Republic of Congo and these very remote areas in Africa, you need to make sure your healthcare workers have the resilience and the strength to be able to care and treat for these people. So they, you know, and that's, I think most people would agree with that. But again, we only have 300,000, and how many thousands of people live in the area? And they say it's going to cost over $14 million to institute, to administer. Now, if there was any issues of this vaccine not being safe and not going through the current trials and not actually working, then I would say, look, you could ask for some volunteers, but I would spend a little bit more time developing it. You know, luckily this looks like they are maybe containing it, you know, while we watch and wait, just hurry the hell up. But if it's already passed what it needs to pass and they think it's safe and the only thing now that's taking time is coming up with a cool snappy name for the Ebola vaccine and figuring out how to, you know, market it and get it FDA approved in the U.S., then absolutely start using it. And I would say start vaccination now. Even though this is such a small little baby cluster, all right, we saw what it could do. And, you know, when we're dealing with an area that has many remote villages that don't actually have access to Facebook Live and Snapchat and the media to let us know that something is going on, there may be some villages or some people that want to keep it under wraps. And they might all, you know, they might say, look, you know what, this person died. I don't really want, you know, these big other countries coming into our village. Okay, you know, messing things up, disrupting, you know, what we, you know, what we have, you know, taking family members away. And so some of them may actually be kind of taking care of their sick themselves, which isn't the safest thing to do. And they may, you know, bury them quickly or, you know, I don't know what they would do per se, but they may not want all the, they might not want all the attention. Also, look at what happened to the economies. in Liberia, Guinea, Sierra Leone. All right, people do not want to travel to West Africa. There's going to be a big, and I hate to say this, but there's going to be a big incentive to keep things under wrap and keep things, contained, all right, because they don't want mass panic. Yeah, now people are like, oh my gosh, you know, I can't go to Africa because of Ebola. All right, Africa is a huge continent. All right, yes, it killed thousands of people, and that was very scary. And yes, a lot of people didn't want to travel. But it basically, this outbreak messed up a lot of economies throughout a whole entire continent. And so, I don't know how forthcoming, you know, we may, some villages or provinces may be about an outbreak if it is occurring. So when I hear that there's 43 suspected cases, I'm thinking there's more than that. You know, look at how there was a news story the other day that India kept the Zika issues quiet, that three people had Zika. None of them were ill, but I believe two pregnant women and a 64-year-old male. And India didn't see anything, and this was back in November 2016. So, unfortunately, people don't trust the media. And the media know how to make a big story. And they know how to make something sound more than it is, so somebody reads the story. I know, I'm in journalism, I know exactly. You know, I can't sit here and tell a story going, yeah, there's been a couple cases of Ebola, blah, 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 blah. No. You know, I have to sit there and go, there are 43. Now, to me, that is significant. Alright, but you know, as a journalist, I want to make sure you guys are made aware. So how do I make sure you're made aware? I make it a headline, I talk about it, I dissect it, etc. Well, these countries don't want that. They don't want everybody thinking that there's Ebola going on, you know, happening again. However, we need to know, as Americans and as, you know, surrounding countries, if there is another outbreak. So my opinion is, I think there's more than have it. I think Ebola is going to keep coming back and keep coming back and keep coming back, and that they should plan for mass vaccination only if this vaccine is safe and if it has gone through the proper trials and the proper testing. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, a lot of you guys, you like your nuts. They say cashews, macadamia nuts have been recalled for possible listeria risk. This listeria scared the hell out of us back in 2012 when multiple people died from eating contaminated cantaloupe. So now, good for the FDA being on top of it, when the FDA, you know, picks up that there could be a listeria contamination, now these companies are told to recall even if nobody has gotten sick, which is exactly what needs to be done. So the FDA has announced two unrelated nut recalls, Kroger's Simple Truth Dry Roasted Macadamia Nuts and Ava's Organic Cashew Roasted and Salted, because they may be contaminated with the bacterium Listeria monocytogenes. Now, many of these short-term symptoms from Listeria don't hurt people. However, we saw its potential where it could kill. It could cause pregnant women to lose their children. It could hurt their newborns, elderly, people with weakened immune systems. So this is not good. So the macadamia nuts that were affected in the recall, contact the company, Kroger. They'll tell you which date, etc. Right now, nobody has gotten sick. All right, guys. People don't know how to spell, I should say. I can't even spell either. All right. Per state, how do we rank? 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. See, I could spell that easy. I could spell Doc Dolly very easy. DOCDALI. I can't spell anything else. I've never done well in spelling bees, and I guess in honor of the National Spelling Bee, which starts today, Google decided to see what words people in each of the 50 states struggle to spell. So employees looked at Google searches of how to spell like X, Y, and Z, all right, like what word or whatever, in each of the states from January 1 to April 30th this year. Whatever word filled that blank most often in each state became denoted as the state's most misspelled word. Okay, so it's not like they were watching your tweets and they were looking at your Facebook, because here's the problem. All right, you know, many of us now have autocorrect spelling, or we have like for me, anytime I type or I text or whatever, it'll you know, make it red underneath so I know I misspelled it, so I could turn around and fix it. So I don't have to look up a lot of words, but a couple of times what I do is I don't Google in how do you spell something. I just start to spell the word, and then it'll say, did you mean blank? And then I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what I meant. That's exactly how I spelled it. It wasn't me. It was a keyboard. And that's how I do it. Now, they say the results are not scientific, but it is kind of amusing. They said, when Google first tweeted the America's Most Misspelled Words infographic, it pointed out that folks in Washington, D.C. needed the help of the Internet to spell 90. But the infographic read 9, N-I-N-T-E-Y. So then Google had to correct the graphic. All right. People in Wisconsin, for example, most frequently search how to spell for Wisconsin. You know what? Massachusetts has got to be a tough one. I bet people in Massachusetts have big issues spelling that one, because they spell it Massachusetts, and they may add like an extra E. Yeah, that's got to be a tough one. Mississippi's easy. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. Mississippi should not be a problem. All right, the longest word Americans didn't know how to spell, searched for by both West Virginia and Connecticut users, was supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I'm really surprised that supercalifragilisticexpialidocious is even in the vernacular today, because that was a movie, you know, that I grew up with. And kids these days don't even know. I did that with my kids. I was like, you know, just a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down. And they're like, what are you talking about? And I go, it's a spoonful of sugar. It helps the medicine go down. Go down. And they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. They're like, Mom, you are completely losing it. So they don't know. Some of these kids, they just don't know. All right. Mary Poppins. The shortest word searched for was gray by users in Georgia. I guess Merriam-Webster Dictionary also accepts gray as a spelling, G-R-E-Y, but it's supposed to be G-R-A-Y. Beautiful and pneumonia were also words tied for the most misspelled words. They say users in California, Kentucky, Minnesota, New York, Ohio searched for the former, while people in Alabama, Illinois, Maine, Michigan, and Washington had trouble spelling pneumonia. They say Arkansas, I guess, wanted to know how to spell chihuahua. Do you guys know how to spell chihuahua? I would spell chihuahua C-H-I-W-A-W-A. And then I'd realize there had to be an H in there somewhere and stick an H before the W. No, that's not how you spell chihuahua. Chihuahua is C-H-I-H-U-A-H-U-A. Chihuahua. Now, you see, that's the problem. We mispronounce it. All right. If that's a Latino word, it would be chihuahua. Well, the H is silent. Chihuahua. Yeah, I guess. Anyway, in Louisiana, some people had issues spelling giraffe. So here we go. Okay. Alabama had problems spelling pneumonia. Alaska, schedule. Arizona, tomorrow. Tomorrow. You know why? Probably two M's. Tomorrow is T-O-M-O-R-R-O-W. I always spell tomorrow with two M's. Arkansas, Chihuahua, California, beautiful. I don't know why beautiful would be an issue. Beautiful's kind of easy. Colorado had issues with tomorrow. Connecticut was spelling supercalifragilisticexpialidocious for some unknown reason. Delaware had issues spelling hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh my God, I love hallelujah. I'd remember the J. The Washington, D.C. had issues with 90. Florida had issues with receipt. Maybe remember I after E except after C. And if you don't like it, then you can go pee. Okay? That's how you spell receipt. R-E-C-E-I. Georgia Gray, G-R-A-Y, Hawaii, issues spelling people. Idaho had issues with quote. Quote? Idaho, come on! Really? Quote? Okay, that's not very esoteric there. Quote. Illinois had issues with pneumonia. Indiana, hallelujah. Okay, I won't sing anymore. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Iowa, vacuum. Oh, vacuum. I bet a lot of people spell vacuum V-A-C-U-M-E. No, it's V-A-C-U-U-M. Vacuum. And you know what? I don't blame you. Iowans, if you don't know how to spell vacuum, that absolutely makes perfect sense to me, because where in the English language do you have two U's? Kansas had issues spelling diamond. Kentucky, beautiful. Louisiana, giraffe. Maine, pneumonia. Maryland, special. Special was an issue. Massachusetts, license. Okay, I can't spell license. I have no problem admitting that. I can't spell license because I spell license L-I-S. E-N-C-E, and I always get the red line, and I'm like, what? So it's license, okay? With L-I-C-E-N-S-E. Michigan had issues with pneumonia. Minnesota had issues with beautiful. I don't know why Minnesota has issues with beautiful, because my network is in Minnesota, and they got some damn beautiful talk radio hosts, right, on GCN Network. Thank you. So beautiful should come easy. Okay, Mississippi, you got a problem on this one. Mississippi had an issue spelling nanny. Nanny. Now, here's the thing, okay? All right, in their defense, maybe they think nanny is spelled N-A-N-N-I-E, okay? Like mommy. No, that's still like nanny. I don't know. Maintenance got misspelled in Missouri. Now, that's fair, because some people say Missouri, Missouri, and so they probably mix their I's and A's up a lot. Montana had issues with surprise. Nebraska had issues with suspicious. That's a tough one. Nevada, available. Are you kidding me? Nevada had an issue with the word available. Dang. Okay, I live in Nevada. There is no excuse for us not knowing available. Especially since we are available 24/7, since brothels are available, since free alcohol when you play bingo is available. Are you kidding me, Nevada? New Hampshire, difficult. Had the difficult issue with difficult. New Hampshire, New Jersey was 12. Don't then write out the word 12. If you don't know how to spell a word, like a number word, just put the number. Don't spell out 12. New Mexico had issues with bananas. New York, beautiful. North Carolina, angel. North Dakota, dilemma. I give North Dakota credit because dilemma has two M's. I would have forgotten that. Ohio, beautiful. Oklahoma, patient. Oregon, sense. Like, this doesn't make any sense. They probably thought there was a C in there. Pennsylvania had issues with sauerkraut. Oh, I get that, because you would spell it S-O-U-R. All right. Rhode Island had issues with liar. It's not L-I-E-R, it's L-I-A-R. South Carolina, Chihuahua. South Dakota, college. I spell college with an A sometimes. Tennessee had issues with chaos. Texas had issues with maintenance. Utah had issues with disease. Vermont had issues with Europe. Virginia, delicious. Washington, pneumonia. West Virginia, again, not sure why supercalifragilisticexpialidocious was an issue. Wisconsin had issues with their own state, Wisconsin. Are you flipping kidding me? And then Wyoming had an issue with priority. Guys, you got to prioritize your spelling. This is kind of embarrassing. But you know what? We don't have to spell anymore. I mean, you know what? My kids don't even have spelling tests, come to think of it. I think when they were younger, there was a couple spelling tests. They don't have spelling tests anymore. Are we really, you know, putting the pressure on people to know how to spell? My autocorrect is awesome. My spell check, I don't even have to ask for spell check. There's just the little red line that comes underneath it. I don't even have to spell if I don't want to. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.